a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Porn publisher Larry Flynt's trying to take President Trump down. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The Los Angeles-based publisher says he will pay $10 million in cash to anyone with dirt on the president. Flynt took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post Sunday edition for information that could lead to the president's impeachment and removal from the White House. The man behind Hustler magazine has previously offered $1 million rewards for information about politicians. In 2012, he offered the reward for then-Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's tax returns.
A judge is to soon decide if bribery charges against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez are going to move forward. A judge hearing arguments last week from the defense over a recent change in the definition of bribery. The Democrat is charged with accepting gifts from a Florida doctor in exchange for political favors. Seven people are being treated in the hospital after an explosion on an oil rig near New Orleans, five of them injured seriously. And Game 3 of the American League Championship Series is coming up tonight, with the Houston Astros taking a 2-0 advantage to the Bronx, New York, where the Yankees are hoping pitcher C.C. Sabathia will play the role of stopper for them after they lost the first 2 games in Houston. The L.A. Dodgers are 2 wins away from their first World Series since 1988, as they took a 2-0 lead over the Chicago Cubs in the NLCS last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Miola here from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunter County's most productive and oldest and most experienced healthcare professional service. Today, the weather this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Northwest winds 11 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. You definitely notice that there's a change in the air. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 35 degrees. So some of those outlying areas are going to notice a little bit of frost going on with north wind 7 to 13 miles per hour.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington. What a morning it's been. A lot of things been going on. And just a little bit of a highlight here. We've got the 25th annual Turkey Trot coming up here on Thanksgiving Day, Main Street, Flemington. So get your running shoes on. Get your days all set up and your schedules in there. Exclusive running is going to start at 9:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. So be there. It's a great cause, and it's a lot of fun to do, the Turkey Trot. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic and stuff. It's called photodynamic therapy, also known as light therapy or phototherapy. And in the classic sense, it was referred to as heliotherapy. Consists of exposure to the daylight or to specific wavelengths of light using laser, light-emitting diodes, fluorescent lamps, dichromatic lamps, or very bright full-spectrum light, usually controlled with a variety of devices. The light is administered for a prescribed amount of time and, in some cases, at a specific time of the day. What do you use this for, though? Well, they found that the Food and Drug Administration has allowed people who use light therapy or cold-level laser therapy or low-level light therapy for a couple different things. One is for reducing pain, reducing inflammation, and stimulating healthy tissue repair. So there are literally thousands of articles, abstracts, and books written on the benefits of light therapy today. These publications have been written by doctors, scientists, and practitioners from such prestigious organizations as NASA, in as far as the space agency, the Medical College of Wisconsin, Samuel Hardoff Hospital, Thomas Jefferson University, Harvard, and many other organizations that have conducted extensive research on light therapy. And to read the American Cancer Society article about light therapy, you can go to their website. What's the thing? Your skin has the ability to absorb infrared light and use it as a source of energy to stimulate cellular regeneration. Infrared LED light therapy, first researched by NASA for the use in the U.S. space program, can reverse and control the visible signs of aging and help you look years younger without harsh chemical treatments or invasive surgical procedures. Dramatic tightening of the skin, smoothing of wrinkles and rough spots, disappearing blemishes, softening of redness, and shrinking of the pore size can be achieved with this natural light treatment. In addition, the unit can be used to effectively treat minor muscle and joint aches, sprains, back pain, muscle spasms, the pain and stiffness associated with arthritis, and much, much more. Now, a lot of times you're saying, well, how come I just can't sit out in the sun there for 20 minutes a day and get all this to take place and all? Well, again, we're looking at different wavelengths, or what they call nanometers is how they measure that, to see specifically what frequencies of light or wavelengths of light that you're actually going to be using. So there's a variety of the different frequencies and stuff. 620 nanometers is a very therapeutic frequency for the cells and all. So if you were to take a light and you go ultraviolet to infrared, then you're going to split it down, and when you get into the red zone of the light frequency, 620 nanometers sits well within that red zone and stuff, and that's what we use with our low-level light therapy in the office and get outstanding results on a variety of different conditions. Actually, it's one of the go-to tools that I use all the time in the office, as well as my wife's favorite tool to use at nighttime when she has aches and pains or anything that's going on, cuts, bruises, you name it, the aches and pains in the joints and stuff. It's the first thing that I usually turn to and all, so it's amazing. Three highly qualified RNs have published their findings about the benefits of treatment that overcome the complications of severe tissue damage caused by underlying autoimmune diseases such as arthritis, unstable diabetes, or resistance to antibiotic therapies. Now comes the hard part, who to believe, the insurance companies and which part of the government to decide how you're going to be going about this and all. Well, it works for our fighting men in the military. This has already been validated in a NASA News Marshall Space Flight Center news release. Dr. Harry Willem, commander and diving medical officer in the U.S. Navy Reserves, then assigned to the Naval Special Warfare Command and a professor of pediatric neurology at the Naval Special Warfare Command Center in Norfolk, Virginia, and San Diego, California. They had found that they reported about a 40% improvement in patients who had musculoskeletal training injuries treated with the light-emitting diodes in the laboratory. William and his team have shown the skin and muscle cells growth in cultures and exposed the LED infrared light growth 150 to 200% faster than ground control cultures not stimulated by the light. Furthermore, a wound healing device was placed on the USS Salt Lake City submarine, and doctors reported a 50% faster healing of crew members' lacerations when exposed to the LED light. Injuries treated with the LED light healed in 7 days, while untreated injuries took 14 days. Just incredible with just that simple little study there. If you can cut recovery time in half from 14 down to 7 days on your workforce and so on, then that in itself is incredible. So those are the kind of things that everybody wants to see happening and really make good use of therapy and technology to their benefit and all. We have all heard about the space technology and how it can benefit all of us on here. Well, this is no exception when we look at the LED therapy. While the researchers in the field were fine-tuning their devices for pain relief, NASA needed a means to be used for the use of the light therapy with LEDs, and they were able to help prevent bone and muscle atrophy, which is basically the breakdown and dying off of, as well as increase the rate of wound healing in a microgravity environment, thus reducing the risk of treatable injuries becoming mission catastrophes. They worked, and NASA took the next step, which was incredible, to incorporate it into all of their space missions and even up there in the space station. And what they found was it also helps children, too. Dr. Williams' NASA-funded research has already seen remarkable results using the light-emitting diodes to promote healing of painful mouth ulcers caused by cancer therapies such as radiation and chemotherapy. The treatment is quick, and it's painless, and you can do it on literally any individual and stuff. Doctors at the Children's Hospital at Wisconsin recently completed the first-ever surgery with the improved probe in medicines and stuff. The drugs also had fewer side effects after surgery. The ongoing brain surgery study is described in a 1999 peer-reviewed journal article in Pediatric Neuroscience. Some children who probably would have had to be fed intravenously because of the severe sores in their mouths have been able to eat solid food, said Dr. David Margolis, an oncologist at the Children's Hospital in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and an assistant professor of pediatrics at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So we can see how application from the space agency has come back down here to Earth and really done a really good job to help move people along in the right direction. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we will be right back.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And we were talking about the benefits and the virtues and the values of photodynamic therapy, or what we call cold laser, cold laser therapy or low-level light therapy and all. So where is light therapy used? Light therapy has been found many uses in different areas. For example, it has been used in the treatment of a variety of skin diseases, and it is used to treat mood and sleep-related disorders as well. Let's have a look at various places where light therapy is being used. The same tiny lights found in electronic billboards and traffic lights might zap away wrinkles and lead to younger-looking skin without the need for cosmetic surgery, Botox, says some researchers in Germany. The research centered on elastin, the protein involved in the skin elasticity. With age, elastin fibers break down and the skin loses its ability to bounce back to its original tautness and tightness and all. Researchers from the University of Ulm in Germany have discovered that during aging, water layers surrounding the elastin fibers change and affect the elastin fibers. This may contribute to the formation of wrinkles. The researchers theorized that they could use high-intensity visible light from LEDs to change the molecular structure of the water layer to free up elastin. They used an array of LEDs that gave off 400 to 720 nanometer frequency lights. And after 9 weeks of daily treatment, participants had a noticeable reduction in wrinkles. The LED therapy led to rejuvenated, younger-looking, and more resilient skin, according to the researchers. So let's just kind of do a little comparison here between the effectiveness of, say, Botox injections with that of the light therapy, the red-blue light that we're talking about. So facial expression, paralysis. So if you use Botox injections, you get paralysis of the muscles of the face and impedes muscle movement. If you use the light therapy, it improves muscle and tissue tone and lifts the facial features. Facial sag. If you use Botox, can cause the skin of the forehead to sag. Using cold laser light therapy improves facial tone, making the eyes wider and more youthful in appearance and look. What about wrinkles? If you use Botox, it reduces the depth of the wrinkles. How about if you use the laser? Reduces the depth of the wrinkles. Time of onset, and as far as the Botox, almost immediately, some swelling from the injection for about a week. How about if you use laser? When used as directed, gradual improvement can be visibly seen after 3 weeks, continued improvement up to 3 months, though. So this is the interesting thing about laser and stuff. The bodies, the cells of the bodies are going to absorb the frequency or the light therapy for just an amount of time and stuff. It's going to become saturated, and the body cells are just going to use so much. After that, it's just going to be not used and basically wasted and all. So the nice thing about this is you would do several treatments with it and stuff, and you'll see not just now, but hours, days, weeks, and months even down the road, though, it's still having its effect because you're getting at the cellular level there and all. How about side effects with Botox? As with many invasive treatments, there are numerous side effects, including infection of the injection site and facial sag in the hands of an inexperienced operator and stuff. The other thing that you may notice is, especially if you're doing facial injections with the Botox, you may hit the facial or the trigeminal nerve and stuff and cause paralysis. So it'll look like you've had a stroke into that area because they've damaged the muscle there and all. What about using the laser on that? Well, actually, there's no side effects recorded. How about bags underneath the eyes? That's a huge topic. Everybody's coming in with stem cell creams and ointments and exercises and lifts and tucks and all. Botox has no effect on it and all. The laser reduces the size of the bag under the eyes. And that's a major, major thing that a lot of people want to get rid of, the size of that bag. How about loose skin above the top lids? Botox injections really doesn't have too much effect on that. What about the laser? Well, there's visibly shrinks the loose skin above the top lids. How about age reversal in as far as the appearance of it and all? Botox injections really doesn't have any kind of effect. The laser rejuvenates the skin and superficial tissue by as much as 10 years. Holy cow, now that would really help out a lot of people and stuff to regain 10 years of their life and all. Now, we're talking about skin now and stuff, and as far as the largest organ of the body, the superficial barrier between the environment and the internal organs and all the good stuff that goes on internally and all. So let's take a look at acne. It has been known for a long time that sunlight helps cure the bacteria which causes acne. The visible violet light, which is present in the sunlight, activates Propurin that damages and kills the bacteria which causes the acne. And this process does not cause any tannin or sunburn, okay? However, during the course of this treatment, it is important to protect the eyes from the light, as this may be harmful to the chemicals in the retina. So basically, if you're going to do any kind of facial work and stuff, you want to protect the eyes from the laser light and all, or the LED lights. This treatment has proven to be more effective than benzoyl peroxide, which is often used to cure the acne. How often do we see the commercials on TV about, you know, benzoyl peroxide and, you know, rub it on with this pad, and they give a nice little demonstration of how those pores of the cells now are being cleaned out and in an unhealthy environment for the bacteria to lay in there and fester and all. So infrared LED light stimulates your skin to produce collagen and elastin. The infrared light produced by LED lamps, also known as photorejuvenation, stimulates fibroblast cells' activities in the skin, which increases the production of collagen and elastin, the proteins responsible for your skin's tone, elasticity, and youthful look. My gosh, it's incredible. What about psoriasis? One of the common problems of people suffering with psoriasis is skin inflammation. Narrow band ultraviolet rays are given as a light therapy on the skin surface, which is inflamed. The ultraviolet rays help suppress the inflammation on the skin surface, therefore giving it a chance to breathe and relax and rejuvenate itself. What about wound healing? It has been found that infrared light releases nitrous oxide in the bloodstream, which increases the circulation of the blood in the area where the light is directed. This is very helpful for people who, due to various diseases, such as, let's just say, diabetes, find it very difficult to heal wounds on the surface of the skin. This is also helpful for patients suffering from neuropathy, which is a damage to the nerves, and basically you have a numbness, tingling, or a multitude of different sensations down there. Ulcers, and for patients whose blood circulation is improper and all. It's interesting how for wound healing and stuff, using the nitrous oxide is an incredible chemical that's released in the blood naturally like that and all. When people go and weightlift, sometimes they'll take a nitrous oxide supplement and all. And what that does is basically a vasodilator. It allows the arteries, veins, and capillaries to deliver more blood into an area, therefore that they can get a larger or a more intense workout at the gym there and all, just because they have a better blood supply into the area. And as far as with the diabetic person and all, we watched an individual basically go through this whole process of becoming a diabetic. So first he was active and very, very activity-wise and all. And as his sugar started to catch up to him, started putting on weight, joints started to become more painful and all. He was less active, more sitting, more sedative kind of a lifestyle. The blood sugar started coming out of control. He started having issues into the feet, the toes especially, which is not uncommon for a diabetic. Bruises. The bruises didn't heal. They turned into ulcers. They had to go in and, you know, physically, manually, mechanically scrubbed out all the dead skin out of there. And then eventually he started losing the toes, and then eventually it came up to the ankle, to the knee, was removed, the leg. And, you know, then he was going through rehab, got into the hospital, contracted MRSA. And as far as the infection that you can sometimes succumb to in a weakened state in the hospital, and that just led to a rapid decrease and decay of his whole system and all, and we eventually lost him. So it wasn't a good thing to be going on. Well, what we're going to do now is take a little break here, and we'll come back after the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused Army deserter and former Taliban prisoner Bo Bergdahl pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior, saying he doesn't believe he would get a fair trial after comments made by President Trump last year. During his campaign, Trump called the sergeant a traitor. The 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment trooper walked off his combat outpost in Afghanistan in 2009, which led to his capture by the Taliban. Finally, some better news coming out of California, where firefighters are getting control of some of those big wildfires. Sharon Reed has details.
Winds began to die down yesterday, and crews in Northern California say they now have two of the most destructive fires, more than 50% contained.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are to have a working lunch at the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration still seeks a diplomatic solution to the nuclear weapons crisis with North Korea. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Tillerson said diplomatic efforts will continue, in his words, until the first bomb drops. Additionally, Tillerson says President Trump does not want to go to war with North Korea.
President Trump's not only going to finish this term, he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020.
Former Trump strategist Steve Bannon speaking at the Values Voters Summit in Washington on Saturday, where he urged conservative activists to fight establishment candidates within the GOP, accusing them of blocking Trump's agenda. He says Republican voters are sick of it and would fuel a populist revolt.
Now, why is this a populist revolt? Real simple. You guys have more common sense, more understanding of what we need to do, and more decency than the elites.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Porn publisher Larry Flynt's trying to take President Trump down. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The Los Angeles-based publisher says he will pay $10 million in cash to anyone with dirt on the president. Flynt took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post Sunday edition for information that could lead to the president's impeachment and removal from the White House. The man behind Hustler magazine has previously offered $1 million rewards for information about politicians. In 2012, he offered the reward for then-Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's tax returns.
A judge is to soon decide if bribery charges against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez are going to move forward. A judge hearing arguments last week from the defense over a recent change in the definition of bribery. The Democrat is charged with accepting gifts from a Florida doctor in exchange for political favors. Seven people are being treated in the hospital after an explosion on an oil rig near New Orleans, five of them injured seriously. And Game 3 of the American League Championship Series is coming up tonight, with the Houston Astros taking a 2-0 advantage to the Bronx, New York, where the Yankees are hoping pitcher C.C. Sabathia will play the role of stopper for them after they lost the first 2 games in Houston. The L.A. Dodgers are 2 wins away from their first World Series since 1988, as they took a 2-0 lead over the Chicago Cubs in the NLCS last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we've got some weather here. So tonight, the areas of frost. Ooh, Tuesday night. Tuesday, areas of frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 62. Winds out of the west at around 6 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 38 degrees, calm wind. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 70, calm wind becoming southwest 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. And then Wednesday night, clear again with a low around 44 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 49 degrees. Friday, 47 degrees. Saturday, 49 degrees. So it looks like we've got a little bit of a blast of cold weather coming in here, and we're going to be experiencing it more towards the evening hours as opposed to what we were used to and all. So let's go back. And we are back here. Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare facility. And we were having a discussion here about photodynamic therapy, or low-level light therapy, as we call it, in the office. We've had quite a very good results from using on a multitude of different conditions and things. And you always want to make sure that, you know, you're familiar with the cautionaries and the contraindications for almost any of these therapies and all, but I've used it on dogs, cats, snakes, big horses, multitude of things. The woman we used to take our dog over to do some water therapy down there in Millstone Township there and all, she had broken her foot, and she was given about 12 weeks to go for being in a soft boot. So what I did was started cold lasering the foot when she took it out of the boot twice a week for 5 minutes a session there and all. And when she went back for the 6-8 week follow-up and stuff to see how it was coming along and stuff, the physician was quite excited about how quickly she was recovering and the bone was mending and all. So for such a simple therapy that, you know, you really don't feel anything happening at the time, but you feel the long-term effects of it and stuff, it's quite an incredible therapy to be using in your arsenal of healing there and all. Some of the other things that we've been using it quite effectively for is seasonal effects disorder, or what they call SAD. People with seasonal effects disorders go into depression, a depression-like state during the winter months. This is seen in places where the amount of daylight is very low in the seasons, countries near the North Pole, for instance. The cure for these people is full sunlight. So light boxes with replicate the sunlight conditions are used for the treatment, effectively, of the SAD condition there and all. These use artificial illuminations to recreate the full lighted atmospheric conditions that are normally present in the sunlight. People with seasonal affective disorders go into depression-like state during the wintertime. This is seen in places, okay. The cure for these people is full light, sunlight and all. Another thing that you can do for people in the office environment is get, like, full-spectrum lights of the fluorescent tubes and all. That can really help work with that and all. Then what that does is recreates the full-lighted atmospheric conditions that are normally there. Increasingly, light therapy is being used to reset our body clocks, sometimes along with the melatonin, and sometimes on its own, no matter how or why they're being put off track from people. Scientists are discovering that light therapy may have potential for treatment of several other disorders in addition to that of the SAD. Another area where bright light therapy or low-level light therapy has proven itself beneficial is the area of sleep disorder. And I can't tell you how many people come into the office complaining and checking the box that says, you know, sleep, either none, lack of, or very little. Advanced sleep phase syndrome, which is ASPS, is characterized by premature sleep onset and early morning awakening. So you go to sleep, but boom, all of a sudden you're waking up and you can't get back to sleep. Further applications of bright light therapy may well include any area where a disease or syndrome recurs seasonally, shows winter exacerbations, or plausibly is related to insufficient or ill-timed outdoor light exposure regardless of the season. So some people are experiencing early morning insomnia, what they call night owl insomnia. Jet lag is a huge issue that can be helped quite well with the low-level light therapy. Productivity enhancement, bulimia, late shift drowsiness. So whether you're a policeman, fireman, working in a production situation and stuff, that late night shift drowsiness can really be a killer, literally, on you and stuff. Non-seasonal depression, and also prolonged menstrual cycles. Colored light therapy. Supporters of colored light therapy, also called chromatotherapy, claim that colored light relieves a number of conditions, including sleep disorders, shoulder pain, diabetes, impotence, and allergies. Others believe that can help colds and flus, stress, fatigue, high blood pressure, as well as heart and lung problems. practitioners of one system of chromotherapy believe that shining colored lights on the body harms cancer cells. Okay, so there we have the cancer connection once again. Depression. This is a non-seasonal kind of depression, but light therapy has shown interesting results in the treatment of such patients as well. A similar kind of treatment method is followed for treating the patients as with people affected by the seasonal disorder. The results are faster compared to the use of antidepressants and all. So that's a pretty interesting thing. And as far as being loaded up with pills, potions, and lotions, you would go down and just get a little cold laser or low-level light therapy from the your LED, and that would be very effective. And sleep disturbances increase as we age. Some studies report more than half of the seniors 65 years and older suffer from chronic sleep disturbances. Researchers have long believed that the sleep disturbances common among the elderly often result from disruption of the body's circadian cycle, biological cycles that repeat approximately every 24 hours. In recent years, scientists at the Polytech Institute Lighting Research Center and elsewhere have demonstrated that blue light is the most effective at stimulating the circadian system when combined with the appropriate light intensity, spatial distribution, timing, and duration. So blue light instead of those red LEDs that are always flashing and getting into your way. Delayed sleep phase syndrome, DSPS. People suffering with delayed sleep phase syndrome, DSPS, have problems sleeping and often end up falling asleep way past midnight and thus have difficulty waking up in the morning around the 5 to 6 or the 7 o'clock time. In these cases, the light must be provided as soon as the patient wakes up. Light therapy is useful for people suffering from DSPS because it causes dawn stimulation. Sleep disturbances or disorders can have many causes and may be of many types. Insomnia is a familiar amongst the many types of sleeping disorders. Medication often proves to have worse side effects, and the body builds a resistance and or a dependence to the commonly used sleep drug as well. Delayed sleep phase syndrome. People suffering from delayed sleep phase syndrome, the DSPS, have problems sleeping and often end up falling asleep way past midnight and thus have that. So the light therapy works very good like that. So you're saying, well, what else can this really help out and stuff? And so one of the things we notice is that jet lag is a very common thing. And we shall return after we do a little commercial break.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. We're talking about low-level light therapy or laser therapy or photodynamic therapy and all. And we're just going through some of the signs and symptoms or conditions that this is incredible therapy has really been helping with and stuff. Jet lag. It has been seen that exposing the person suffering from jet lag to light during and after the air travel can actually reduce the effects of jet lag and help the body to adjust easily to the time difference. This process has even been used by NASA to train the astronauts for late-night launches. So you can imagine how those people would be. Here you're sitting upon a dynamite stick there of jet fuel and propulsion activity and stuff, and you want these people to be on their best game there playing and all. Heliotherapy or low-level light therapy or such. This is a very popular term which is used to describe light therapy and is used in spas and such places. These places use various forms of light therapy to provide tanning beds and booths and even tanning lamps which use both ultraviolet and the infrared light rays for providing treatments to their customers. Actually, the cosmetic surgery industry had used the low-level light therapy or laser therapy for their high-end clients and customers and stuff when they had events to go to and they wanted to look a few years younger and stuff. They would go in and get a couple of laser treatments and stuff, and again, that collagen, the elastin, would firm up and they would have that youthful tightness again, good like that and all. So we were talking about all the good things to do and the benefits about using the low-level light therapy. However advantageous light therapy may be, there are certain times when the light therapy is not advisable. It has been observed that exposure to too much light can cause skin damage as well as destroying the amount of vitamin A and C in the skin. And it can damage the generation of free radicals in the body. It is for this reason that it is said that light therapy should always be taken in the presence of a licensed practitioner, qualified doctor, or a dermatologist, somebody who really knows and understands the mechanism of theory and actual hands-on with it. And all. Light therapy used for patients suffering from depression can also cause manic states, which are the absolute opposite of the depressed states, because of the mood-altering effects produced by it. As such, it can also be considered similar to taking mood-altering drugs. Hence, it is always advisable to take such therapies under the consultation of a qualified medical practitioner only. In some cases where the patient is suffering from phototoxicity, light that can kill the cells, very rare, but something that should be made aware of to the physician and stuff, or has a photosensitive skin, or is taking certain medications which can cause or create such conditions, light therapy is not advised. Also, with patients that have a tendency towards manic behavior, light therapy is not advised. So we've covered quite a bit of ground in as far as the effects and the positive and the negative of the light therapy and all. Just to kind of recap things, the blue color cools down inflammation. Don't forget, like the rheumatic inflammations, fever, high blood pressure, stops bleeding, relieves the bursting headaches, calms strong emotional, like anger, aggression, and hysteria, brings tranquility. Anti-itching, anti-irritation and all. Blue color is one of the greatest antiseptics in the world. Blue light will stop bleeding of the lungs, decrease fever, Cure sore throats, give relief to most inflammations of skin and gums, and can be used with infants for pain while teething. Blue light is also used for goiter, measles, chickenpox, cuts, bruises, and burns. Relaxing and soothing blue rays can also bring calm and peace to the mind. Red is called the great energizer, the father of vitality. Sexual organs have many tendencies, including the promotion of cellular growth and activity, stimulating the will aspect, corresponding to our life force or the circulatory system. It is therefore indicated for all cold, sluggish, or dormant conditions, such as pneumonia, bursitis, paralysis, arthritis, anemia, as a liver stimulant, an energy builder for raising the blood pressure and increasing circulation. The red-blue, which will give you purple, helps slow down an overactive heart, stimulate the spleen and the white blood cell, the immunity, brings upon a more natural, relaxed sleep, soothes the mental and emotional stress, decreases sensitivity pain, and helps in detoxification. Red and yellow light, and you can also get orange, okay, is a blend of the red and light. It combines, and we are able to heal the physical body and at the same time strengthen the nerves and the mind. Inflammation of the kidneys, gallstones, prolapse, menstrual cramping, epilepsy, wet cough, and all sinus conditions. So you can see by having a multitude of different lenses and covers and caps on all that, it can really help move things in the right direction and all. So that in itself is very, very therapeutic and all. We've come to the end of another wonderful program here and all. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in and allowing Get Healthy Hunterdon to be part of your start of your afternoon hour, and we will return this coming Monday with a guest, and look for us on Facebook at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and on our webpage, I believe Dee has gotten that set up, and also it's Get Healthy Hunterdon with a whole schedule of our events and our guests and the whole things that's going on. So with that, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and Hunterdon, Get Healthy Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family. Led by our outstanding family medicine physician,
accused Army deserter and former Taliban prisoner Bo Bergdahl pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior.
Was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family. Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Two patients at East Jefferson were discharged during the night. They moved two patients to the Burns Center in critical condition. They have one patient currently in ICU in critical condition, and the other two patients at the trauma center were discharged.
An update on the conditions of seven people injured when an oil rig exploded near New Orleans. The sheriff says that one person is unaccounted for, and the search crews are continuing to search. The man whose desertion from his unit led to the death of six soldiers trying to find him, pleading guilty today to that desertion. Reporters inside the court say the judge is vigorously questioning Bo Bergdahl to make sure he fully understands what he's agreeing to by entering the guilty plea. Bergdahl said he doesn't believe he would receive a fair trial because of comments that were made by President Trump. During the campaign, Trump called the sergeant a traitor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 1028 in store only. See associate for details.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
It isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray, rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is making moves on Obama-era rules concerning power plant emissions.
I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called clean power plan of the past administration and thus begin the effort to withdraw that rule.
Speaking in Kentucky yesterday, Pruitt says those Obama rules did aim to restrict greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. The policy was a key part of the Obama administration's efforts to curb what it called climate change. Pruitt says his agency should not, quote, declare war on any sector of our economy, and that includes the coal industry. America's defense secretary says dealing with the growing North Korean nuclear crisis continues to be diplomatically led. Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis speaking yesterday and saying the U.S. also must always be ready with a military option, though. Mattis says North Korea continues to engage in provocative and dangerous behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A woman jailed for locking her baby in a hot car. We get that story from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
A Central Florida woman in custody after authorities say she left her young daughter in a hot, stuffy car while she visited an inmate. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says Rachel Etienne left her 2-year-old locked inside the car when temperatures reached 110 degrees. A staff member patrolling the parking lot saw the child and freed her. Deputies say the little girl was sweating but otherwise uninjured. A neighbor tells Fox 35 Orlando Etienne had been warned previously by neighbors about leaving the child in a hot car.
ESPN is issuing a statement about the 2-week suspension handed to host Jemele Hill for making political statements on social media. The network saying in a statement that they have reminded all employees of how individual tweets may reflect negatively on ESPN and that such actions would have consequences, hence their decision with Hill. The move comes after she called for a boycott of advertisers aligned with the Dallas Cowboys after the team's owner, Jerry Jones, said players would be benched for not standing for the national anthem. She was under fire already last month when she called President Trump a white supremacist. And the Chicago Cubs are investigating how one of their 2016 World Series rings ended up on the auction block. Leyland's.com listing what it says is a 10-carat gold ring that was issued to a scout for the team. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. You're listening to WHCR-DB,